9:06 on your Saturday morning. Welcome to the Saturday Sports Connection on 980 AM, 99.5 FM, WITY, WITYradio.com, and the WITY radio app. Presented by ServPro of Vermilion County. I'm Chad Baker. The coach, John Spezia, down in the islands. Tournament morning for him. At least that's what he told me in a text this morning. So we'll get Coach back in here next week. That's the hopes and dreams that we have here. We've got a packed show regardless today. We're going to hear from Caleb Gossett, Armstrong Potomac golf coach. We're going to hear from Tim Dittman, OSF Healthcare for Sports and Wellness Edition of Healthcare News You Can Use. And we've got some great clips from the game the other night. We've had a great night of football last night in the area. A little more clear delineation of what's going to shake down for the high school playoffs, the IHSA playoffs for 2025. We've got a big dive into postseason golf here this week. We've got some soccer action, tennis, volleyball. The whole nine yards, all coming up here this hour. Big thanks to our sponsors, our presenting sponsor, ServPro of Vermilion County. ServPro, like it never even happened. Folks over at Latos Hardware, for all those hard-to-find items, visit Latos Hardware. Make sure you say hi to Fifi. Country financial agent Dustin Ehler in Fairmount. He's got a couple of Feed the Farmer events coming up this week. I believe it's Tuesday in Sidell and Wednesday in Jamaica. So if you're out getting that crop in, and a lot of farmers in the area doing a great job of that, big week this week in getting a lot of that grain moved. But take some time off, go and grab a lunch courtesy of Dustin and Sidell on Tuesday and Jamaica on Wednesday. And make sure you drop by his new office, his new digs there in Fairmount. We also have our good friends at OSF Healthcare, osfhealthcare.org, from primary care to urgent care to all the way up to cancer care, and so much in between here offered in the Danville and Vermilion County area. And we've got our good friends over at UHAS Diagnostic Center, UHAS Trucking, exit 210 east of the interstate on Route 150. Take that frontage road off the Henning Road on the south side to backtrack for your newest Napa Heavy Duty Truck Care Center. And, of course, they do all kinds of stuff, golf carts. They've got trucks, cars, whatever you have going on there. UHAS Diagnostics going to help you out. John Heck there, of course, the man that's going to get it done for you. And as he, just like he did with his great team this summer with the Junior American Legion program. Well, let's dive in here for what we've got for high school football. Of course, a game heard here Thursday, got bumped to Thursday due to the official shortage. Oakwood over Hoopston area, Armstrong Potomac, 42-14. Alex Wallace was your State Farm agent, Ross Webb, Ross's boss of the game, at 12 of 21 passing, 229 yards, three touchdowns, and an interception. Here's what Alex had to say to our color commentator, Will Schell, after the game.
You lost two in a row. You bounced back this week. How did that feel?
It feels good. We started off really slow, but it felt good to get momentum out of the half. Keep that rolling. We feel good.
Was there anything that you saw that sparked in that second half after the slow start?
We were really slow. This week has been really weird with the Thursday game, so we're trying to adjust with that with practice. I'm proud of this team, the way we responded the second half. Started off slow, but we got it going. It was good.
Yeah, you had over 200 yards passing. What were you seeing out there? How are you finding the open receivers? What was clicking for you?
My wide receivers did a lot. I bet the yards after catch were pretty nuts. Just get them in open space and they do their thing. It's pretty good.
Awesome. Well, thanks. Appreciate your time.
Thank you.
We'll celebrate this with your teammates.
Thank you, man.
Indeed, Alex, the yards after touchdown were nuts, as there was quite a few of them. In fact, we don't keep track of all the stats in the game, but Fury on his catch, Young on his catch. You had some big runs broken by Kyler Johnson in that game. There was a lot of yardage after first contact, after second contact. And if you had an opportunity to dig deeper into the stats of that game, Oakwood really made their separation in that game with those stats. Oakwood moves to 4-2 on the season. They're in prime position to become playoff eligible with just three games left and a very, very tough schedule ahead. They need to make use of that if they can upset someone, or they're again just one win the rest of the way would be all they need to become eligible. Sitting pretty good at 4-2. Hoopston area Armstrong Potomac drops to 0-6. Tough luck season for that crew there. Last night, battle of the unbeatens. Westville knocks off Clifton Central 37-14. Jack Eister, 18 rushes, 119 yards, 3 rushing touchdowns. Westville sitting alone on top of the Vermilion Valley Conference now, 6-0. Clifton Central dropping to 5-1. Still in pretty good position, but as long as Westville doesn't trip up the rest of the way, they will win the conference. Clifton Central hoping that they do, so that way they can get back into the conference crown picture again. BHRA pounds Watseka 50-7. Isaac Cahill for the Blue Devils, 13 rushes, 175 yards, 4 touchdowns. BHRA, welcome back to the conversation. They are 4-2, along with Oakwood and with Salt Fork, who won last night over Moments, 16-14. Jameson Chambliss, 22 rushes, 116 yards, and touchdown. Had 10 tackles. Blake Trimmel with the field goal late in the fourth quarter to make it a deciding factor for the Storm. So they're in that log jam there as well. 4-2 Salt Fork, 4-2 Oakwood, 4-2 BHRA. And you had Georgetown Ridge Farm Chrisman sneaking in there. 3-3 the Buffaloes are. They've gotten 4 wins here in the last 9 games. So they're again, the Buffaloes, the culture changing there, starting to deal it back. They knock off Iroquois West last night, 20-12. Alex Wade, 20 rushes, 150 yards, 2 touchdowns for the Buffaloes. Iroquois West drops to 1-5 on the season. Champaign Central over Danville last night, 38-14. Danville, 4-game losing streak, they're 1-5. They've got Normal next week. That's going to be tough. They have Richwoods, which could be a competitive game for the Vikings. And then Peoria Notre Dame, which is middle-of-the-pack team left on their schedule here this season. So tough season for the Vikings, continuing to get tougher with a loss to Central last night, 38-14. Paris tops Newton 34-21, career win number 100 for Coach Claude, Jeremy Claudefelder, sharing his time at Shiloh, Benton downstate, and then now with Paris. So congratulations to Coach Claude on that one. Monticello over St. Joe Ogden last night, 28-21. Sages had 21 unanswered second-half points in that contest to take the victory. Both those teams, I believe, are 4-2. Unity pounds Prairie Central 46-7. Crew Eckstein for Unity, 16 rushes, 200 yards, 4 touchdowns in the victory. Pontiac dumps Rantoul 42-22. It was PBL over Illinois Valley Central 38-30. Tie-breaking touchdown with a minute 22 left in that one. Sullivan knocks off Tri-County 47-6. Owen Smith, 5 of 9 passing, 61 yards and 3 touchdowns, added 4 rushes and 50 yards, 2 touchdowns on the ground for Sullivan. Villa Grove holds off Argentina Oriana 14-10. Over on the Indiana side, Riverton Park dumps Attica 59-6. Noah Pope, 7 rushes, 100 yards, 2 touchdowns. Fountain Central over South Vermilion 51-6. First win for the Mustangs over South Vermilion since 2018. Park Heritage tops North Vermilion 46-20. Sawyer Monick, 2 passing touchdowns, 2 rushing touchdowns in the win there. Seeger dumps Covington 45-8. Rensselaer Central pounds Benton Central 51-0. 30 points scored in the 7 losses for Benton Central. They would have won one game if they had it all in one game. That was that South Newton game, which they kept South Newton team, the Rebels, down to just 14 points. But tough season continuing to get tougher for the Benton Central Bison. Going back to the Oakwood game, Will also got a chat in with Cameron Lee, the head coach for Oakwood, discussing a little bit about the changes that they made to adjust, because that first half was very competitive for the Comets there, with the Corn Jerker stepping up, keeping it close, making sure that they were capitalizing on mistakes as much as possible. But Coach Lee had this to say with our own Will Schell.
Big win tonight. First of all, what did you see out here?
I saw a team, first of all, credit to them. We knew that they were going to be hungry, obviously, coming here, playing on a Thursday night. It's going to be weird. And we knew that that team was very talented. A lot of good athletes out there, and I think they're better than their record showed. So I want to give credit to them and how hard they played. We knew that we had to execute and play a good, clean game. It wasn't just going to be a walk in the park. We had a few mistakes early on, but I thought overall the game plan, once we started to execute a little bit better, things sort of started to take off, and saw ultimately that, you know, we should win the game. But just got to clean up some of the little things here and there.
Sure. Kind of a slow start, mm-hmm. first half, quick explosive plays. Then it kind of seemed like things kind of bogged down a little.
Right.
Second half came out kind of guns ablaze.
Yeah.
Any adjustments or anything you noticed that was it's funny because
it's funny because you go into the locker room and the halftime and the score is not what you want it to be. And so there's, you know, heads are down a little bit and you can tell there's a little bit of frustration, but I had to remind the guys, you know, we dropped a touchdown going into the end zone. We busted a coverage. I mean, there's a very small difference between being up by three touchdowns and only being up one. And that's really what it was. So I'm mad. I had to yell a little bit at halftime, you know, get on the guys a little bit, but also the message ultimately was, you're fine. It's a small tweak here, a small tweak there. The plays that worked in the first half or the second half were the same ones we were running in the first half. It's just a matter of executing and cleaning things up and catching a break. And we got a couple breaks to work our way, and eventually the game plan, it sets in and you're fine. But, you know, you just got to be a mature enough football team to understand that. It's not all just, you know, progress isn't linear. I always got to remind them of that. So,
Coach Cameron Lee for the Oakwood Comets, now sitting at 4-2. Taking a look next week, the Comets will host Iroquois West. They're, again, a team that's 1-5. That will be at Marty McFarland Field. Watsika at Westville will be our game. 6:30 State Farm agent Kurt Ellis pregame show. 7 p.m. kickoff on our OSF game of the week. Friday nights down for Memorial Stadium, Memorial Field there at Westville, as the Tigers continue to roll their 6-0. BHRA will host Moments next Friday. You have Clifton Central entertaining Hoopston area Armstrong Potomac, Georgetown Ridge Farm Chrisman at Salt Fork. Normal travels to Danville, Paris, all the way down to Olney. Take on Richland County. Rantoul host Prairie Central. Tri-County Illinois at Argena Orienta. PBL at Unity. St. Joe Ogden at Bloomington Central Catholic. Sangamon Valley travels to Villa Grove. North Vermilion will be at Fountain Central. South Vermilion at Seeger. Covington at Attica. Riverton Park at Park Heritage. Benton Central at Lafayette Central Catholic. Eight-man action next Friday will be Milford Sista Park at Blue Ridge. Eight-man action this past week. They had Pawnee pounding Milford Sista Park 60-16. And that was, I believe, the Bearcats' first loss of the year last Saturday. Also in a game that was played last Saturday in 11-man action, Villa Grove blank Tri-County 21-0. Tough season for Tri-County in high school gridiron action. So that's where we sit here. There again, two-thirds of the way through the season. We've got some teams. Westville has clinched a playoff spot. You've got Clifton Central that is playoff eligible. And then you've got that host of 4-2 teams, Salt Fork, Oakwood, BHRA, all sitting there waiting for that fifth victory next week. You could see all three of them become playoff eligible, as all of them are at home against teams a little further down in the conference. So we may see at some point in time here the potential for five playoff teams. Very, very good shot at the five playoff teams from the Vermilion Valley. Outside shot for six, depending on what we can see Georgetown Ridge Farm doing the rest of the way here. A little bit more of an uphill battle for them, but definitely still in the hunt. They would have to win two of their final three to make that happen. But it's been a long time since we've been able to have that conversation with the Buffaloes, or they're still in the process of possibly being a Week 10 contender in high school football action. So that's where it sets. And, of course, don't forget that after Week 9, that Saturday, we'll have the playoff pairing show here on all of our platforms to find out where all those teams here in the area will be going and who will be staying at home sitting on their couch. We switch gears to flag football. Last weekend, the flag football jamboree for the Danville Lady Vikings, 34-8 victory over Urbana, 48-20 win over Peoria Manual. This week they would lose to Bolingbrook, get blanked by a count of 20-0. They've got the IHSA regionals for flag football this upcoming week. Danville will open it with Peoria at Mahomet Seymour. Danville will host a sectional for flag football, but not a foregone conclusion that the Lady Vikings will be there. They got to plow through that Mahomet Seymour Regional, so they take on Peoria. And then the winner of that contest will face Belleville East. And then over on the other side of the bracket, Edwardsville, Urbana, Mahomet Seymour, and Centennial, the winners will wheel out there. So Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday this week, they will play out the IHSA Mahomet Seymour Regional for girls flag football. In cross country for the week, as we continue to roll on here, last weekend, St. Joe Ogden Spartan Classic won by Unity on the boys' side. St. Joe Ogden placed third. You had a little further down, La Salette seventh. You had Seeger placing 15th. Seeger always comes over for that St. Joe Ogden Classic. You had PBL, Armstrong, Potomac, Chrisman, Georgetown, Ridge Farm, Oakwood, Salt Fork, BHRA all further down. And over on the girls' side, Shelbyville, a pretty strong girls' program this year. They hold off St. Joe Ogden, which placed second. Unity was third. And then further down, you had Seeger at 8. You had Oakwood, Salt Fork at 10. Armstrong, Potomac, and BHRA down further yet. Sargoto Bement invite last weekend won by Philip Grove. Hersher invite, the boys team of Hersher won that meet. Danville placed second. Nice showing for the Vikings there. Hoopston area was fifth. You had Mantino winning the girls meet. You had the Benton Central Bison Stampede last Saturday. Lafayette Jeff winning both the boys and girls races. That Benton Central girls squad placed second, so good strong showing for the Lady Bison there. El Paso Gridley invite this week. On the boys' side, in the regular race, Morris wins. Hoopston area placed fifth. Iroquois, West, Watseka, and Westville all had runners there, but not enough for teams. El Paso Gridley wins the girls' race. Eureka wins both the boys' open and the girls' open. Monticello this past week, Heritage wins a quad that holding off Monticello by a point. BHRA was also part of that race. ALAH wins the girls' race, BHRA placing third there. Robinson invite, Tony Cork invite last during the week here. Name for the legendary coach down there at Robinson. Cumberland wins the boys' race. Paris placed second. Good showing for the Tigers for cross-country action there. There again, that Shelbyville girls' squad dominated on the girls' side there, holding off Unity. You had a little further down that Effingham squad, which has got some pretty nice runners on it too. Then coming up today, last night you had the Nike Twilight Meet. Now this is a two-day meet, so they do run several races. The Nike Town Twilight Meet down in Terre Haute. So last night we had the boys 5,000 meter open red, and the girls 5,000 meter open red, both won by Center Grove. Chrisman Georgetown Ridge Farm placed 27th in the boys' race. Oakwood Salt Fork placed 34th. On the girls' side, Oakwood Salt Fork would place 17th. However, Oakwood Salt Fork's Callie Richardson, medalist, yes, first, placing at the top of the podium, 19:23.1 was her race time last night. So congratulations to Callie on a big showing at a meet that's there again. They run several races, lots of folks there. Competing. They'll be there today, not just high school, colleges as well. They have some college races. So for Callie to have that kind of showing with that crowd around, definitely going to be a special moment for not only her, but for that program. Coming up this week, a little lighter week as the cross-country season starts to wind down a bit. Lincoln Prairie Conference meet for Villa Grove, Tri-County, and Heritage. Paris will welcome in La Salette and West Vigo for a triangular. Illini Prairie Conference meet at Pontiac featuring Unity, St. Joe Ogden, Rantoul, and PBL. You have the Wabash River Conference Championship at Fountain Central, Attica Covington, Fountain Central, North Vermilion Park, Heritage, River to Park, South Vermilion, all part of that. The Kankakee Community College All-Area Meet featuring Iroquois, West, and Watseka. And then you have the Cumberland Invite. Now, this used to be at Cumberland High School. They have moved that in recent years to Lakeland College. I remember running in that Cumberland Invite, and, of course, a lot of teams from up this direction going down there that was ran around the school. And then the football field, they even had a portion of that track on the old rail bed. But moving it to Lakeland College on their college course has been a nice touch for them. It's a little farther out. In fact, it's not even in Cumberland County. However, you have a lot more room and ability, parking, amenities, whatnot for the multitude of teams that are coming from this area. BHRA, Chrisman, Georgetown, Ridge Farm, Heritage, Hoopston area, Oakwood, Salt Fork, Paris, Tri-County, and Westville all heading there for cross-country action coming up. Boys soccer for the week. as I switch gears here. Find my body. There's my boy, soccer. You had a big week once again. Maybe surprising, St. Joe Ogden. And we're going to hear from Chris Stevens, the coach of that program, next Saturday for the Sports Connection. They knock out Georgetown Ridge Farm Westfield to the tune of 9-0. They are number one team in the state of Illinois for boys soccer in their class. But then they had a few trip-ups this week, or I wouldn't say full trip-ups, but some games that were pretty tough for them. They finish in a 1-1 tie with the Danville Vikings. They finish in a scoreless tie with St. Thomas More before bouncing back and drubbing Rantoul PBL to the tune of 7-1. So the Spartans, once again, a prime position there. They've won the conference. They're gearing up for postseason play here. Right now, the only thing they got to battle is health, because obviously the expertise, the experience, the talent is there for them to possibly make a deep run into the boys soccer postseason. Danville had a shutout of Oakwood Salt Fork 6-0. Oakwood Salt Fork, they've kind of had a mixed year here. Had some tough games here. They would lose to Iroquois West this week 1-0. They would bounce back to beat Georgetown Ridge Farm Westville 8-1. BHRA's had a pretty nice season. They had a 3-1 victory over Monticello in there. They would defeat Watseka tune of 6-1. They shut down St. Teresa 1-0. And there again, boys soccer starting to wind down as this upcoming week. You've got some tournament action here later in the week. Danville going to be part of the Jacksonville tournament. The IHSAA sectional start this week. You've got Covington taking on Lafayette Central Catholic in the Faith Christian sectional. Then the winner of that game will take on the winner of North White and DeMott Christian. South Vermilion will face Northview in the South Vermilion sectional later on. Benton Central taking on the winner of Twin Lakes and North Montgomery. Benton Central's got a one seed in that bracket there. On the Illinois side this week, you got battles for Oakwood Salt Fork. They travel to Unity. They will also head to Fisher GCMS. You got that St. Joe Ogden squad that we talked about. They're going to be on the road to Watseka Milford. And then later in the week, they go up to Mantino. Nice battle for Oakwood Salt Fork over at the grade school. They'll host BHRA a little later in the week as well. So some great boys soccer action coming up this week. Girls soccer, that also is winding down here as we get a little closer to the end of October. This past week, you had a tough week there for Covington. They go 2-2. They knock off North Montgomery and North Putnam. They lose to both North White and Faith Christian. Benton Central would win over Rensselaer Central in the Hoosier Conference tournament last week in 9-0. They would lose to Sheridan by a count 9-0. It's weird. There's a lot of 9-0 scores in soccer for some reason. There's I guess this knowledge, either you have goaltending or you don't. Either you have defense or you don't. And some of these scores that we've seen this year, pretty lopsided, both on the boys and the girls side for soccer. So that's kind of where it's at. Coming up today, you've got boys soccer, Watseka and Milford at Bishop Mack, South Vermilion at Owen Valley for both boys and girls action here today. So that's where we're at. We'll take a break. We're up against ABC Sports World. When we come back, we will hear from Tim Dittman of OSF Healthcare for healthcare news you can use, Sports and Wellness Edition. We've got boys and girls golf. We'll hear from Caleb Gossett, the coach at Armstrong Potomac. Dive in some boys and girls tennis a little later on, volleyball and DAC sports. When the Saturday Sports Connection continues on 980 AM, 99.5 FM, WITY, WITYradio.com, and the WITY radio app, presented by Surf Pro of Vermilion County.
Good morning, I'm Judson Richards. We'll begin with Game 1 of the WNBA Finals. Las Vegas Aces hosting the Phoenix Mercury. The two teams meeting in the finals for the first time in WNBA history. The Aces seeking to join the Houston Comets as the only team to win the title three times in a four-year span. Let's go to the fourth quarter now. Back and forth game, tied at 82, Aces on offense.
In the corner, her 5th 3 of the night off the bench, and it puts Vegas in front.
The call on ESPN, Evans with 21 points off the bench that tied the team high. The ball back in the hands of the Aces, trying to stretch it to a five-point lead.
Gray lost the handle, and the ball lands with Young. Can't hit Wilson, the O-board. And another chance for Las Vegas. Wilson fading and hitting. Thomas gets it in. Copper guarded by Young. Looking for Sobley, 8 seconds left. Phoenix has to move. 5 seconds left. Sobley looking at the clock, leaning, can't hit. Rebound Young. The Aces take game one.
There it is. Aces take game one. Let's go to college football now. 23rd ranked BYU hosting West Virginia. BYU defeated Colorado 24-21 on Saturday to move their record to 4-0. Let's go to the highlights. BYU leading in the second quarter.
Bear takes his drop, dumps it off on the screen, middle this time. Parker Kingston has the first down and more. The 40, the 30, he's going to go. 20, 10, touchdown! It's a two-touchdown quarter for Parker Kingston, and the Cougs take a 13-0 lead.
They call the BYU Sports Network. BYU is a winner to improve to 5-0.
Not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. Loans are subject to lender approval. See website for details.
Honey, the credit card bill came, and we're maxed out.
Maxed out cards, rent is due. We just need some extra cash to help us get by.
Maybe we should go to 27cash.com.
With our bad credit?
27cash.com is one of the largest personal loan networks. They can help people with any type of credit get up to $5,000, and cash can hit our bank account as soon as tomorrow.
When you need extra cash, go to 27cash.com. That's 27cash.com. 27cash.com.
Here's a tale of Becky. Didn't know what to do with new meds prescribed and no real cost clue.
She squinted at prices. That can't be right. Then tapped GoodRx and saw the light.
She can get a deal, but telehealth if she feel.
Learn about those meds without any stress. That one little app does all the rest. Even my horse downloaded it. Dang, save time and money on prescriptions.
Check GoodRx. GoodRx is not insurance.
Summer storms can be unpredictable, but ServPro of Vermilion County is your one-stop shop when disaster strikes. ServPro of Vermilion County is on call 24 hours a day to make it like it never even happened. Call ServPro of Vermilion County at 217-443-0077. Mission Canine Warrior is dedicated to provide PTSD service dogs to veterans. Their annual fundraiser will be held Saturday, November 15th at the Catlin Banquet Center. For other events and information, be sure to visit missioncaninewarrior.org or find Mission Canine Warrior on Facebook.
UHAS Diagnostics is your new Napa Heavy Duty Truck Care Center. But that's not all. Lawnmowers? Yes. Golf carts? Absolutely. Small engines? Why not? And they will pick it up for a small fee. The team at UHAS Diagnostics want their clients driving away safer than when they brought their transportation to them. Ask about their free 15-minute auto consultation to diagnose your vehicle. Call on the direct line at 217-213-6032 or 24/7 on the mobile at 217-260-3339. UHAS Diagnostics, east of I-74, exit 210 between Danville and Oakwood.
Honey, I'm leaving to run those errands.
Hey, would you mind dropping by the pharmacy too? My doctor switched my cholesterol medication.
Oh, sure. I'm glad he's looking out for you.
Through all life stages, you can count on your OSF Healthcare primary care provider. They can handle everything from school physicals to annual wellness visits to managing chronic conditions and more. Schedule an appointment today at osfhealthcare.org/primary. OSF Healthcare, your life, our mission.
Hello, this is Dustin Ehler with Country Financial in Fairmount. We wanted to remind you about our annual Feed a Farmer event. We'll be at Sidell Ag on October 7th and Premier Cooperative in Jamaica on October 8th. Please feel free to come by and have lunch on us if you're hauling into the elevator that day, or if you're hauling to the bins, come by and grab some lunches to go. We will gladly deliver to you on the farm if you'll give us a call, 217-733-2154. Appreciate everything that the farmers do for us locally, as well as with our business at Country Financial in Fairmount.
Welcome back to Saturday Sports Connection, 980 AM, 99.5 FM, WITY, WITYradio.com, and the WITY radio app. Chad flying solo with you. Let's check in with Tim Dittman, find out what's going on with the OSF healthcare scene with a little health news you can use, Sports and Wellness Edition.
Hi, it's Tim Dittman with OSF Healthcare, and this is Healthcare News You Can Use, Sports and Wellness Edition.
This week, we check in again with OSF physical therapist Kelly Bogowith. She's asking parents, when was the last time you looked at your child's backpack? The U.S. Consumer Product Safety Commission says from 2019 to 2021, there were around 1,200 backpack injuries that sent kids to the emergency department. Keep in mind, that was during the pandemic, so the numbers are likely higher now. Bogowith also points to a recent study from Simmons College that found more than half of the people surveyed were wearing a backpack that was too heavy, and around a third of those folks reported back pain that caused them to miss school or activities. So here's the number to remember. 10, as in backpacks should be no more than 10% of your body weight. So if your kiddo weighs 100 pounds, put the backpack on the scale, and if it weighs more than 10 pounds, take something out.
We do know that kids who have back pain tend to have recurrent back pain. And once you have one episode of back pain, you tend to have additional. So I think it's a concern, and it's definitely worthy of a parent taking a look at with their child.
You also need to wear the backpack correctly. Use both straps and check that the bottom is hitting the child's lower back. If it's hitting their rear end, it's too low, then you need to tighten the straps.
And if the child is leaning forward or arching their back or even just complaining of neck pain, shoulder pain or pain or back pain, those are some things to further investigate into the proper fit of the backpack and the weight.
When choosing a backpack, look for one with padded straps and lots of compartments to help distribute the weight. That's healthcare news that you can use, sports and wellness edition for this week. You can get a podcast of these programs at WITYradio.com, and you can learn more about OSF Healthcare at osfhealthcare.org. For OSF Healthcare, I'm Tim Dittman.
Thanks, Tim. As always, good to have OSF Healthcare providing us with those helpful tips. I tell you, I think my backpack that I carry my laptop in, I even told my one of my doctors the other day, yeah, I think I'm wearing it wrong, and that's what's caused some of my back issues. Getting old, I tell you, it's not for the faint of heart. Boys golf, we dive in. There again, just a great week of boys golf. Lots of folks making it out of the IHSA regionals here. Before that, we had some nice rounds. Hoopston area knocked off a 169 in a quad over Milford, Illinois Lutheran, and Donovan. Arcola shot a 168. Then we got into IHSA regionals this past week at BHRA, the big one that had most in the area. St. Thomas More, Casey Westfield, BHRA all advancing. Local individuals advancing to sectionals. Jay Slatos of Chrisman, Georgetown, Ridge Farm shot an 84. You had Cooper Barton from Salt Fork, Christian Giles of Westville, Anthony Happ of Heritage, Carter Keeley of Unity, Devin Swisher of St. Joe Ogden, Jacob McCool of Westville, Trevor Ames of St. Joe Ogden, and Graham Ray, also of St. Joe Ogden, all advancing. They will be coming up as part of the Elmhurst Timothy Christian sectional on Monday. Bishop Mack regional winners was the host team, Beecher and Hoopston area. So Hoopston area also advancing to that Timothy Christian sectional. Individuals from that regional, Jack Hutchinson of Watseka, Austin Cabe of Sista Park, Joey Bushnell of Milford, Andrew Snowden of Watseka, Connor Asbury of Armstrong Potomac, and Luke Townsend, also of Armstrong Potomac. Dwight Regional, Prairie Central, GCMS, Aurora Christian, I think got the tiebreaker over Seneca there. They tied for third. Coming out of that regional, Malachi Ark of Iroquois West will advance. Normal U-High Regional in 2A, Normal U-High, Muhammad Seymour, Streeter Township all winning, all in the top three to advance. Christian Duval of Ranchville PBL, the lone area representative, moving on. He will be part of the Bloomington sectional on Monday. Speaking of golf, we've seen some great rounds from Armstrong Potomac this year. Had an opportunity this week to talk with Caleb Gossett, the Armstrong Potomac golf coach, who's got his hands on a lot of different things here, stays busy. But there again, Caleb, with a young program in its infancy, really, still, you know, just the second year in the program, has done really well with it. talk about this golf program, because this is something that has really come out of nowhere. You have all these schools that were typically what I think a lot of folks would consider 1A schools, very small rural schools. Now, all of a sudden, just a flood of golf programs pop up. And the reason why we're talking with you, your golf program pretty good coming out of the gate. You guys finished fifth as a team in regionals this week, advancing a couple of guys. Take us through that process of starting the golf program, who you went after, who you talked into participating, who didn't have to have their arms twisted very much to start, and what that process has been like.
So the golf program is in its second year, and it had just started as it was sprung upon me last summer. The athletic director, Candy Franz, then came up to me and said, "Hey, coach, you know, you're helping out with basketball. Would you mind just driving the kids to the golf meets and getting them signed into the events?" And I said, "Well, I played 4 years of golf in high school, and I actually had some college offers to play, so we'll do something with this." And so a lot of my basketball boys were the original ones of the original team last year, and that kind of branched over into, this is a lot of fun, we're doing pretty well. And so it grew from 6 last year to 8 this year, and the kids have just been really awesome.
For a school that has 112 kids, though, and there's schools bigger than Armstrong-Potomac that is having trouble fielding a team, you guys were able to find enough guys to go out. And I believe you even have a couple girls went out this year, right?
We had 3 girls last year. This year was down to 1. Okay. Trying to find girls at any program in this area is tough. There's a lot of schools that are struggling to field girls' teams. So we did have 1 girl, and she's improved from last year to this year, continually getting better. And it's awesome. It's a blessing to have so many boys out at a school of our size, for sure.
I know one of the discussions I had before the season with an athletic director, and who it was exactly escapes me right now, is that golf is an easy sell because it's a sport that you can play for your entire life. You don't have a lot of injuries in golf as much as you would, let's say, football or even cross country. But for a rural community where it's well known that there are folks out there that probably don't have as much as what the others do, for somebody that maybe doesn't have that, you know, somebody that's maybe a little bit on the downside, and then also too trying to get to and from meets, to and from the golf course for practice, surely you guys aren't just sitting there driving out in the cornfields. I mean, you guys are having a little bit of travel there too and some hurdles to cross.
Right. There's definitely been challenges that we faced in the first couple of years. We practice in Rantoul, so getting the kids from Armstrong to Rantoul every day, making sure everybody has a ride, picked up from practice and getting back home, you know, things like that. I'll say that the school and the community's done a very good job of supporting the boys. There hasn't been any kind of equipment needs or issues or any kind of shortfalls with getting to and from competitions. So yeah, I mean, it's been really awesome to see such a small community and say, hey, you know, we're starting a golf program and it's thriving. You know, it's not just surviving. We're doing great.
In the competition, and of course going up against your BHRAs, your Westvilles, the teams that have been a little bit more established, you know, and of course, you know those coaches well by this point in time. I'm sure that they've probably given you some tips and some ideas to work with your kids on, saying, hey, this is what I did whenever I was at this point in the program, or whenever I built this program, this is what we went up against. And of course, a lot of these schools closer to Danville, they share courses. They know those courses very well. So maybe that's a little bit of a disadvantage for you guys coming over and playing more often whenever you're hitting Turtle Run, hitting the country club. What was that process like? Taking the things that you know that, okay, I can implement this with what we're doing here with the Trojans, and those things take off. The kids listen, they get involved, they buy in. What was that process like to get to this point? Because I'm sure that there was probably some moments like that.
Sure. When we first started last year as a program, it was kind of just like, hey, we're going to see what we can do. Let's go out. Let's have fun. Let's improve. Well, we went out in our very first match as a program last year and won. We beat Villa Grove and as Heritage, I believe. And so just starting from there, you start seeing the guys get that desire to show up every day. And okay, if I can improve a shot or two this week and throughout the season, it's gotten us from where last year we might have just been competing and seeing where we can go to this year, we're showing up and going like, let's win this match today, boys. Yeah. You know, let's see if we can win conference. And so things didn't work out, unfortunately, that way this year, but the boys have been awesome.
How many times this year did you set a new round record for the team there? I know there was a few times.
I believe it was three times, and I think one of them was in back-to-back matches. So the boys were rolling at one point in the season. You can kind of see as the season got further into and started playing some tougher courses and the competition got better that we kind of regressed back to where our typical performance was, but it wasn't a bad thing. But yeah, a couple times in a row, back-to-back, that we were posting new program records, which was awesome.
You got a couple that's going to regionals. Obviously, they're in the hot streak of their season right now. Tell us a little bit about your team.
Yeah, so I had two seniors that have been pretty much the glue from starting back from last year, which was Ryan Edwards and Luke Townsend. And they both, we call them shake and bake. They're the same thing in basketball. They feed off each other. They're always pushing each other to be better. They're great leaders. Everything you could wish for in two seniors. Unfortunately, Ryan didn't shoot as well at regional, so his season ended, but Luke did advance to the sectional. And his counterpart that'll be going with him is Connor Asbury. He's an up-and-coming sophomore, younger brother to Colin. Colin was a stud in baseball and basketball, playing at Kankakee Community College now for baseball. And Connor is just, you know, one of those kids that he showed up last year playing basketball and golf, small freshman. Coach, what can I do to get better? And he's one of those kids that just soaks it all in. He's kind of the, I wouldn't say clown, but he's kind of the guy that keeps everybody loose, joking around. And he shot the best on the team. And he was our fifth seed out of the sixth. And he shot the best out of the team. He just, let's go do it, coach. And he did it. And I'm super proud of him.
Sometimes it's just that one person that's waiting for that opportunity to rise up, and they do it at the oddest times.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think going forward, we had a sophomore this year. His name's Colton Morgan. His first year playing. And he ended up finishing as our number one guy. Again, with postseason, wasn't his day,
sure. So
he won't be advancing. But I think he's going to anchor our team going into next year, and we're going to be just as good next year.
Caleb Gossett, Armstrong Potomac coach. You can hear my full interview with him. We dive into some other things, too, including basketball and family life, online on WITYradio.com under our sports section. I believe I have it in with our regular sports audio. So, but there again, you know, just a strong showing from Armstrong Potomac here in the golf season. Switching gears to girls' side, IHSAA Lafayette Jeff Regional this last week. Covington was the non-advancing local team there. They placed 15th. The Washington Regional Park Heritage also placed 15th, so nobody advancing beyond regionals from girls' golf over there. The IHSA regionals, St. Thomas Moore Regional, Monticello Clinton, and St. Thomas Moore advancing. Yeah, Villa Groves, Ella Schweihart, and Eva Piercy, along with Salt Fork's Ava Donaldson advancing. They will be participating on Monday at Monticello in that sectional. In the Dwight Regional this past week, you had Mantino GCMS and Iroquois West advancing as teams. Ainsley Urban of Watseka, Kaya Westerfield also of Watseka, Shea Layden and Maddie Klaber, of Hoopston area, all advancing to sectionals in girls golf. The Muhammad Seymour sectional or regional, you have Muhammad Seymour, Sacred Heart Griffin, and Centennial. Rantoul PBL's Grace Mullins advancing as a individual. She will be at Pekin. The Pontiac sectional will host Iroquois West along with the golfers from Watseka and Hoopston area for girls golf this upcoming week as that season starts winding down. Moving along to boys tennis, we had Wabash River Conference meet last weekend. That went into Monday. The semifinal had Aiden Batchelor, Fountain Central, knocking off Jack Odell of Seeger. Park Heritage's Joel Miller knocked off Preston Hughes of Seeger. Miller would win over Batchelor in the championship, so congratulations to Joel Miller for that. The doubles championship was won by Garrett Cooksey and Mason Hughes of Seeger. They knock off Jackson Jenkins and Nate Woodard of Park Heritage. Then we got into IHSAA sectionals this week. You had Covington knocking off Fountain Central. Park Heritage dumped South Vermillion. Benton Central over Rossville 4-1. The sectional championships had Park Heritage over Covington 5-0. You had Harrison over Benton Central to end their season by a count of 4-1. So that sets the stage for boys tennis coming up this upcoming week. Park Heritage versus Crawfordsville at the Carmel Regional. You have individual sectionals get underway. Aiden Batchelor, Fountain Central, along with Eli Souter, that is their 1 and 3. I I need to double check. I think Lucas Buchanan advances. I'm not sure after that first round whether or not individuals that win their point, if they continue to advance or not. I'll have to double check. But Benton Central's Lucas Buchanan was the only one in that meet to win his point. And then the winner of the Park Heritage Crawfordsville meet will take on the winner of the Carmel Brabuff Jesuit Preparatory meet. That is coming up this week as well. In girls tennis action, there again, Danville Vikings firing on all cylinders right now. They knock off Norma West 9 love, Champaign Central 5-4, Bloomington 9 love. They're at the Bloomington Invite today and or yesterday and today. The only result I had from that yesterday is Aaliyah Morgan and Rosabella Beyer won second place in number 2 doubles. So congrats to them. This past week, you had St. Joe Ogden have a 2-1 week there. Did not get results for Centennial. They got bumped up to Friday. Then that's when they ultimately played them. They would knock them off 5-4. They defeated Watseka 6-3. They would lose to Urbana 6-3. Paris had a nice week. They knocked off Olney 6-3. Also defeated Newton 6-5 in girls tennis action. As I mentioned, the Bloomington Invite, day two of that for Danville today. This upcoming week, Danville will host Watseka. Paris entertains Robinson. St. Joe Ogden will be hosting St. Thomas More, then travel to Schlarman, and then host GCMS. The end of the week, you have Paris at the Little Illini Conference Tournament, Danville at the Big 12 meet. High school volleyball action will be coming up along with DAC news when we return for Saturday Sports Connection here on 980 AM, 99.5 FM, WITY, WITYradio.com, and the WITY radio app, courtesy of our friends at ServPro of Vermilion County. Summer storms can be unpredictable, but ServPro of Vermilion County is your one-stop shop when disaster strikes. ServPro of Vermilion County is on call 24 hours a day to make it like it never even happened. Call ServPro of Vermilion County at 217-443-0077. Mission Canine Warrior is dedicated to provide PTSD service dogs to veterans. Their annual fundraiser will be held Saturday, November 15th at the Catlin Banquet Center. For other events and information, be sure to visit missioncaninewarrior.org or find Mission Canine Warrior on Facebook.
This is Fifi the Cat from Leto's Hardware. The store is stocked with great tools to pick up what falls down, like rakes, scoops, and bags for falling leaves, and shears and saws for branches. Squirrel away fallen nuts with our easy-to-use nut gatherers. I haven't been able to catch a squirrel, but you can catch everything you need for fall at Leto's Hardware in Westville. Keep up with my weekly deals on Facebook. Leto's Hardware, where we do it best.
Make every day a fiesta at El Toro, serving up all of your Mexican favorites. Try their daily lunch specials, served 11 a.m. to 3 p.m., Monday through Saturday. Have an event coming up? Spice it up with El Toro Catering for your next office lunch, wedding reception, or family reunion. El Toro has a vast menu to satisfy every craving. From exciting combination dinners to seafood, sizzling fajitas, and vegetarian options, El Toro has something for everyone. Celebrate flavor at El Toro, 619 South Gilbert in Danville.
Vermilion Valley Conference football returns on WITY Sports with the OSF Game of the Week this Friday night. With a 6:30 State Farm agent Kurt Ellis pregame and 7 p.m. kickoff as the Westville Tigers entertain the Watseka Warriors. Join us for all the action on 980 AM, 99.5 FM, WITY and WITYradio.com. Courtesy of the Roofing Dog Mobile Studios. Vermilion Valley Conference football action this fall, presented by OSF Healthcare. Welcome back to Saturday Sports Connection here on 980 AM, 99.5 FM, WITY, WITYradio.com, and the WITY radio app. Chat back with you flying solo here. High school volleyball this past week. Watseka wins their own invite. They knock off Piatone in the championship in 3 sets. Grant Park would place 3rd in that invite. Salt Fork had a nice run at the Palestine, Hudsonville Palestine tournament. They would go 3-0, knocking off Red Hill, Hudsonville Palestine, and Casey Westfield. Red Hill also had winner in that tournament there. Sista Park would go 3-0. They would finish 4-1 at that Champaign Central September invite after their first loss of the year. They took it out on Evansville Wrights, Windsor Stoustraws, and Washington. By county last weekend, Seeger over Fountain Central. Covington defeated Seeger. Covington defeated Attica. That was all the reports I had from that. Benton Central goes 2-2 at the Crown Point Varsity Invite. last weekend. And there again, just a strong week for some volleyball. There, of course, you know, you're going to have teams that have trip-up games in there. But right now, the workhorses are Sista Park. You have Westville right behind them. Sista Park getting the edge over Westville right now in the head-to-head. You've got BHRA hanging in there, Georgetown Ridge Farm, Salt Fork back a little bit. But some really nice, strong volleyball programs. But right now, I think the team that really separates themselves there again, just in the last couple of years and with the talent and the cohesiveness that they have, is Sista Park. And they're going to be making another strong run, Josh London squad, towards making it up to the Final Four here at State. We'll definitely be keeping an eye on them, see how that works out. Today's action, you have the Attica tournament for Schlarman, Wisvigo, and Winnemac. Armstrong Potomac's at Muhammad Seymour. Riverton Park will host Banks of the Wabash featuring Park Heritage, North Vermilion, and South Vermilion. Benton Central, the Hoosier Conference tournament today. Covington at Lafayette Jeff. This upcoming week, you've got the Lincoln Prairie tournament for Villa Grove, Tri-County, and Heritage. You have some meets here that... there again, you know, there's always some trip ups here that can happen. Sista Park and Oakwood, you've got coming up later in the week. Sista Park at Milford. You have Westville hosting Oakwood later in the week. You've got, let's see here, Westville also hosting Watsika. That's not going to be an easy one there. Watsika's up there. I believe they're 16-8. Westville travels to Marshall. Yeah, BHRA at Seeger in a cross-state battle. The Benton Central program also doing pretty well. They'll host Pioneer this upcoming week. Switching gears to DAC sports here. We had men's golf this past weekend, or this past week. Battle of Mississippi and Sherrard. Danville area places 10th. You then had women's, let's see here. Here we go. Men's college golf for DAC is going to be at the MWAC Conference Tournament in Champaign this upcoming week. Women's golf, they had a couple of meets. They had the Rose Holman Midwest Challenge. They would place 6th in that. Sydney Crane leading the way, placing 22nd with a 38 over 182. They'll be at Red Lake this week. College volleyball this past week, Danville defeated Heartland. The DAC volleyball team getting hot all of a sudden. They defeat Heartland in 3 sets last night. They would have 4-set victories over both Kankakee Community College and Madison. They're back in action today at Champaign, taking on Delta and Morton this upcoming week. They will host John Wood. College baseball, there again, it's fall ball. They played Alney this past week. They've got at Franklin today, then upcoming week here they host Frontier. College softball also in fall ball. They traveled to Purdue Northwest, Ball State, and Illinois this past week. They're at Miami of Ohio today. Tomorrow, I believe they are elsewhere. I don't have where they are right in front of me, but then they have a doubleheader at Milliken this week. I believe it's Milliken, actually, that they're going to be at. And I tell you, we're really close here. Women's college basketball already creeping into our schedule this upcoming week, DAC and St. Mary of the Woods. So that's what it looks like for DAC sports here this upcoming week. Just a reminder that we've got your OSF Game of the Week coming up here on Friday. It is a 6:30 State Farm agent Kurt Ellis pregame, a 7 p.m. kickoff Friday night. It will be Westville hosting Watsika. And please join us for all the action courtesy of the Roofing Dog Mobile Studio. And big thanks to Roofing Dog Mobile Studio for all the audio that we had today on location from this past week. Big thanks to Caleb Gossett. Remember, the full interview online, we dive into a lot more. Make sure you check it out, WITYradio.com/sports. And a big thanks to Alex Wallace as well as Cameron Lee for talking with us here this past week. Coach anticipates to be back next week. We'll see. We always play it by ear. I'm Chad Baker. I'll talk to you Monday evening. Thanks for tuning in to Saturday Sports Connection. WITY